As any of them, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Miss Lama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's fortune-telling act sold a lot of war bonds for the Pine Ridge War Savings staff, but it also got Lum into a good deal of trouble. In telling the fortunes of Sister Simpson and the Widow Abernathy, Abner predicted that they would both receive proposals of marriage from a man not unlike Lum Edwards. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library trying to cope with this new state of affairs. Listen.
Yeah, all right, Lum. You can come on out from your hiding place now. The widow ain't coming in the store after all.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
Oh, she's going in Dick Huddleston's store over there.
And if this ain't a fine predicament for a giver-man executive like me to be in. Having to hide right in my own store every time I see the Widow Abernathy or her Sister Simpson coming down the street.
Well, I don't see what she has to hide for long. You ain't act so pre-posed to neither one of them.
No, but I'm just as bad off as if I had a pre-posed. Worse even, I believe.
Worse?
Why, sure. The way it is now, both of them think I'm in love with them and just ain't got enough north to pre-posed. So they're both doing all they can to encourage me to do it.
Well, why don't you tell them that they just got the wrong idea?
Well, how can you tell them two women anything? They never let you get a half a word in edgeways, or no other way.
Well, just write them a postcard and fling it to them that way, then.
Oh, that wouldn't do no good. You and your fine mystic predictions. Huh. You're the one that put the idea in their heads that a tall man with a mustache and name begins with L is going to pre-post to them.
Oh.
Now, you couldn't get the idea out of them with a stick of dynamite.
Well, we could try dynamite and see Lum.
I don't know why I ever let you be Neosho, the fortune teller, in the first place. There's the biggest one mistake I ever made.
I was just doing it to be patriotic, that's all.
Yeah, but there's other ways of being patriotic, like getting your best friend into a situation like this. I'm a good mind to unsolve partnerships right here now.
Well, now, Lon, you got to admit I made a success out of myself being that fortune teller. We sold an awful lot of bonds that way.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what the giver meant pointed us to do, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but right there, something has bothered me.
Huh?
Here I am, the head co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings staff, and what am I doing? Sneaking around like some fugitive from justice, like a arched criminal.
Well, you don't need to sneak around.
I don't?
No, sir, you don't.
Abner, have you ever had either Sister Simpson or the widow make sheep eyes at you?
Well, no.
Have you ever had them giggle at you?
Not no giggle.
Well, if you went through that, you just ain't suffered.
Suffered?
Yes, sir. Out and out, undiluted, downright, whole hog suffering.
Oh.
There's the one thing that'd make a man suicide himself and be glad he does.
Oh, now, Lum, you're exaggerating that, you know.
I ain't no such a thing. And I'm just talking about having one of them two women after you. Here, I got both of them on my trail at one time.
Well, you know, Lum, I never meant to get you into all this trouble. I was just trying to be patriotic.
What if Mr. Morgan throw a draft in here to see how I'm running the war savings staff? Just think about that. What would I do if he come all the way out here from Washington and find me with two women on my hands? What would I do?
Well, I reckon you'd try to get him to take one of them and you'd take the other.
Abner, don't say that.
Did I say something that wasn't nice?
You said something that might be considered treason against the country.
Treason?
That's what you done. To do a thing like that to one of our high government officials would be giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Oh, my goodness, will they arrest me, Lum?
I don't know. That ain't a bad idea, though.
Now, Lum, don't you say that now.
All right, now. Don't look so scared.
Well, I ain't scared much. I just recollected, though, that I'm a co-chairman of the War Savings staff, too, and it wouldn't look very good for me to be in jail long.
Yeah, maybe they pinted the wrong two fellas for this job.
I believe that was our aim, huh?
Yeah, I know. I know who it is, too. The widow calling up about supper tonight.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said you'd let her know if you could make it.
Yeah, you answered and study up some reason why I can't make it, Abner.
Well, Mom, I don't know what to study up.
Go on, you were the one that got me into this. Oh, it's up to you to get me out. Go on.
Oh, all right. Don't know what I'm going to say to her, though. Hello, Jotham Downstone Library doing the talking. Abner Peabody talking. Mom? Oh, yeah, he's here. Just a second. Here, Mama, for you.
Don't hand me that receiver. I ain't talking to the widder.
It ain't the widder.
Oh, that's different. Give me the receiver.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Sister Simpson.
Sister, here.
Huh?
Get back on the phone. You know I don't want to talk to her neither.
Well, you never mentioned her. You just said the widder.
Get back on the phone.
I done told her you was here, Mom.
Tell her you mistaken me for somebody else. Tell her I went somewhere. Go on now.
Hello, Miss Simpson. I reckon I must have made a mistake. Mom ain't here after all, I don't think. No, Mom, he ain't. He said so himself just now.
Oh, my goodness. Or he did this himself.
Just a minute. She says, how could you tell me that right now if you ain't here, Mom?
Tell her I telephoned it to you.
Hello, Miss Simpson. He telephoned it to me. Mom? Oh, just a minute. He said, how could you do that when me and her are talking on the phone ourselves, Mom?
Is that right, Ann?
Yeah, she's right. Let's about see. That.
Tell her I sent you a telegram.
Hello? He sent me a telegram. Yes, Mom. He sent it from, wherever he's at, I reckon. Just a minute. She says for me to look on a telegraph and see where it come from.
Oh, tell her St. Louis. Make it Summers further away. Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, he says. It says. Yeah. Mom? Uh-huh. Oh. Well, yes, Mom. It was just a second. She says, what would you send a telegraph from Wisconsin saying you ain't here in Pine Ridge for her, Uncle? She said if you was that far away, I'd already know that you wasn't here, so there wouldn't be no sense in you sending a telegram.
My goodness, there's the most suspicious one woman in the whole world.
Mom?
She don't believe nothing.
She says you're a heap too smart a fella to do a thing like that, Mom.
No, me.
Well, what do you want me to tell her?
You tell her I'm just plain ignorant.
Huh?
That's why I sent her.
Hello, Miss Simpson? He's just plain ignorant. That's the reason he sent it. Mom? Well, here now, wait a minute. What? Yes, Mom, but... we did it, I reckon, Mom.
What's the matter?
Why, she's mad at me for insulting me. She says I can't talk that way about her future husband.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she's still rattling here. What you want me to do, Mom?
Nothing we can do now. She'll be on that phone talking a blue streak at you for the rest of the day.
Oh, she's just a bore me. Maybe you better talk to her yourself here. I don't know what to say.
Maybe
to
her. I ought to.
Here, take this thing.
Since you ain't going to get things straightened out, Tommy.
I just said to her what you told me to say. That's all I know.
Hello, Miss Simpson. This is Mom. Yeah, I'm here. Abner's just joshing you. I was here all the time. What's that? Well, Granny, I'd love to, Miss Simpson, but, I got a previous engagement for supper, I think. With the widow Abernathy. That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm awful sorrowful, Miss Simpson. Yeah, maybe some other time. All right. Goodbye.
Mom, I thought you said you'd rather suicide yourself and go over to the widow Abernathy's place.
I ain't going over to the widow's place.
You just said you were.
Heidi just come to me while I was on the phone there.
Huh?
I wonder if the widow's home by this time.
Well, she ought to be. I seen her leave Dick Huddleston's store there some time ago.
Yeah. Oh, what's her ring, you know? I believe it's wrote down here somewhere. Yeah, here it is.
Well, Mom, you ain't sure enough going to call her, are you?
Sure.
Oh, you ain't in your right mind. I better get Doc Miller for you, Mom, or something.
Oh, I'm all right. I know what I'm doing.
Huh?
This is the best one idea I ever had. Hello, Miss Abernathy. This is Mom. Yeah. Say, I'm sorrowful, but I won't be able to come to your place for supper tonight.
Huh?
No, you see, I'm taking supper with Sister Simpson.
Sister Simpson?
Yeah, well, this was our previous engagement. I forgot about it.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe some other time. All right. Goodbye.
Doggy, I get it now. Love, you're a genius. You know what? A genius.
Oh, no, I ain't. Just about as smart as one.
Well, you keep putting both of them off that way for days and weeks at a time.
Then they'll both get so mad at me, neither one of them will have a thing to do with me.
They'll hate and despise you.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I don't know why I never thought of this before, bright as I am.
Why, sure, a genius like you ought to study that up in no time at all.
Yeah, now I can get back to being a giverman executive. Acting like one, too.
Yeah.
Mr. Morgenthau can drop in here now, and he'd find everything running smooth and under control.
Why, sure.
Fact is, I wish he would drop in. Couple of things about our bond campaign I'd like to discuss.
I believe that was our ring again, Mom.
Yeah, you get it. Got a lot of executive desk work to do here.
Tell
whoever it is I'm busy.
Yeah. Hello, John, down at Thorne Library. Having a Peabody doing the talking. Oh, well, he's busy. Why, sure, I'll take a message. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, well, I'll tell him, Miss Simpson. All right. Goodbye.
Miss Simpson?
Yeah.
What'd she want this time?
Why, she said she just talked to the Widow Abernathy, and they figured you must be mixed up about supper tonight, Lum, so they got it all settled for you.
All settled?
Yeah, and they're being patriotic, too.
What are you talking about?
Why, see, they're saving on food by joining together on a meal tonight, and that way, why, you can take supper with both of them.